the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
The Huggin' Lowdown.
The Civil Will.
Hello, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Please don't ask me what today's date is, because I'm just going to plead the fifth.
Ah, look what you did.
Please don't ask me how and why did Kay and Casey and JoJo cross the road, because I'm just going to say they marched to get a fifth. Is everybody happy? Hump Day's here. They don't need it to be Hump Day because they're happily humping anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, ain't nothing worse than working with a backed-up coworker. Y'all see them sisters on the job all on edge, sexually frustrated with their scrunchies on tight? Meanwhile, her coworker in the next cubicle turned up Tamika with the neck tat. Talk about, girl, let me tell you about last night. Hey, did y'all know it's also National Multiple Personality Day?
Multiple Personality Day.
I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to us. Hey, did y'all hear the 10 states with the highest obesity rates? Now, every time I hear highest obesity, I think about the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. Anyway, the states with the highest obesity rates from 10 to 1, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, what you said, South Carolina, little fat J. Anthony Brown's hometown. Used to eat those liver pudding pops as a kid for dessert. Arkansas, home of Bill Clinton, but we all know Bill had a home gym in the Oval Office where he used to work out. Louisiana, yes, indeed. Delaware, which rhymes with tableware. And number one, can I get a drumstick? A biscuit roll. You know what I mean. Number one, Mississippi. I'm sorry, a little premature enunciation right there. Mississippi. Who knew?
Who knew?
Macaroni eye, Salisbury steak eye, sausage spaghetti eye, pickled pork chop itis. I'm hungry. Did y'all hear that my hometown is decriminalizing marijuana?
Yeah.
Yep, if you get caught with up to an ounce, Tom, they want it to be a $25 fine like a parking ticket. What? Can you say it loud? See what I did there, Civil? Yep, the D.C. City Council is trying to puff past this as opposed to jail time. But I like to credit the Washington Redskins and the Wizards for bringing this to fruition. Because as fans, we had no choice but to light up, y'all.